Now, the ACT's construction industry has basically come to a halt, but there are still circumstances where you might be able to have a tradie fix something at your place, particularly a plumber. Claire Howe is CEO of Master Plumbers ACT and joins us now. Claire, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
I'm well. What do we do if we have... I mean, imagine there'd be... Are we only talking emergency plumbing type things that you can actually have a plumber come in and fix?
Look, we are talking emergency maintenance and repairs to have a plumber come in and fix, but I'm not sure if you and your listeners are aware of the breadth of work that plumbing covers. So it includes burst pipes and hot water system breakdowns, hot water maintenance for large multi-unit developments, drainage, sewer blockages, sewer repairs, stormwater pump repairs, gas fitting, so gas leaks, gas heating and servicing, and gas cooking repairs. We also do roof plumbing, so drainage, flashings, roof coverings, and the safety of roofs, that sort of thing. So it's really plumbing that covers any maintenance or repair which is needed to ensure public health and safety. So our plumbers are on call to cover that sort of thing at the moment.
And obviously when you call your plumber, they'll talk you through whether or not they're not allowed to do something in particular during this lockdown?
Absolutely. They'll let you know. And I'm also not sure if you're aware, but there are about 1,700 licensed plumbers in the ACT and about 130 plumbing company licenses operating in the ACT. So there's a lot to choose from. And we just urge people to please do your background checks before you choose a plumber to undertake your work, because really at the moment, the Canberra community is under such an extra stress load at the moment. So any plumbing issues are going to be amplified in that environment. We're all working or just staying at home all day, so our resources at home are being used more. We have a lot of people under the one roof that are all staying at home. So, you know, if something's going to go wrong, now is the time that it will go wrong. And we just urge people to be diligent in their choice of plumber, because at Master Plumbers we do receive the complaint calls from the community, and I've been in this role since the start of this year, and I'm quite shocked at the number of complaints we receive about non-member plumbers and some of the unethical practices that are taking place. And, you know, people are... Look, they're having to resort to going to ACAT, going to Fair Trading at Access Canberra, and going to the Consumer Legal Service at Care Inc. And we, you know, it's tens of thousands of dollars that some of these people are having to try and fight for to get back. And they're still being left with unfinished work, poor workmanship, unprofessional behaviour. So we would really urge people to do their checks. The other option, of course, is to because we've done all the checks for the Canberra community. So we've checked the Australian company licences, the business registrations, we've licences, whether they're company or plumbing licences. We've checked the workers' compensation insurance and public liability insurance, and our members also sign up to a code of ethics. And also, we've just instituted this brand new consumer protection benefit, which is our $5,000 consumer guarantee. And what that does is, for any work that is done by one of our members, it's covered under this consumer protection policy, the consumer guarantee. So if in the unlikely event that there are any issues, then people can come to Master Plumbers and we will follow up and sort that matter out until we reach a successful conclusion for that Canberran.
Fantastic. Thanks, Claire. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Stephen.
Claire Howe, CEO of Master Plumbers ACT. It is 8:29.